Any
Bill?
Discussion? We have Bill. Who else?
Janet.
Bill, Janet K. All right, Bill.
Well, I'll let Janet go first.
No, I'll let Bill go first.
Okay.
Hey, Bill?
Well, it's interesting. Adriana writes up this really long amendment or substitute, and it has stuff that's just not true in it. And you know, she seems to be objecting. The main objection seems to be to having Kathy Davis as one of the members of the delegate assembly. She's not challenging that there were 13 people there and that they voted for the directors and that the directors should be seated. That's obviously the thing that should be done. The PNB did not act per the bylaws in telling the delegate assembly who could be there. I mean, that's determined by the voters, the members of WBAI in the delegate election. The PNB can't direct the delegates what to do. The delegates have their own chair. They elected. They had proper notice for the meeting. They had a quorum. Kathy Davis was certainly entitled to be there. The only question about the runner-up status is the seat that was filled was vacant. Was the same. The precedent has been set numerous times at other stations, including at KPFA and KPFK and KPFT, that when somebody's term ends at the end of, like in December, when, you know, we're having delegate elections, that they're replaced by the next runner-up in the election that's just finishing. There was no meeting of the WBI KLSB since then. So clearly, the bylaws call for the latest election, the runners-up from the latest election to fill vacancies. So clearly, that's what was done. And clearly, that's what the bylaws say should be done. And yet the PNB, Adriana is claiming that the PNB said that they should not do that. But, you know, we cannot follow improper motions or suggestions from the PNB. They're in contrary to the bylaws. We have to follow the bylaws. If we're going to do anything right, we need to. If we're going to have governance that works, we need to respect our bylaws and respect the rules and not just throw them out the window when things aren't convenient. Thank you.
Okay. I want to remind our timekeepers, each person has 90 seconds, and our subject matter, I think, is 20 minutes.
I'm sorry.
Next person, Janet.
I forgot to time, Bill. I apologize.
Okay. Janet K.
Janet, yeah. There's only one Janet now. Okay. So I basically support the substitute. I'm sorry. I support the initial to seat the WBAI directors because I based on what happened at KPFA this year, there was a very similar situation where it was a listener who termed out on December 5th last year and was replaced by the first runner-up in the 2015 election, not the next runner-up in the 2012 election. So what happened at WBAI was the same thing with Catherine Davis. So that she was part of a quorum on January 26th. I do have concerns about the severe behavior or whatever in LSB faction. I mean, there's like it's not good at all, and there needs to be some, I don't know, mediation or some way for them to get together and work as a unit. So
okay,
I'll stop there.
Mr. Chair,
anyone else want to speak?
My motion.
Adriana,
right?
You want? Yes, you have time to motivate your motion. Yes, Adriana.
Okay. Basically, what we are, we cannot start discussing what the PNB already approved. What Janet just said, I'm not sure what happened in our meeting January 21st. This PNB, the PNB, decide on that issue that was controversial. It means that the person, we make that decision. You have the minutes in front of you that the PNB made the decision. We cannot start discussing what happened before without the proper notice. And then that is the starting of this point. people cannot take a decide whenever they don't have the proper quorum. How can they elect director without quorum? We have the PMB. We know we are directors at this point in time. I hope that WBAI can put things together. They can make right decisions and came in front of us, you know, with a decision that makes sense and is legal. We are at this point, we are the directors of the foundation. We cannot open the foundation to be liable because we have one version of another. This is all discussing. Till we clarify all of this, till all of this is in the proper way, we cannot sit delegates that, for what I see, they are not properly seen.
Time's up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else who wants to speak?
Michael, you know, okay.
We have Brian and then Michael. Yes, Brian.
And Margie wants to stand.
And then Margie.
So I was not at the meeting where the PNB made a determination about this delegate seat at WBAI. And, you know, frankly, I don't love the decision. I also think it was within the reasonable authority of the PNB to make the decision it did. But it seems to me that we have a problem. Even if you don't agree with the PNB's decision, and even if you don't think the PNB had the right to make that decision, the PNB made that decision, publicized that decision, and it appears that half the WBAI local station board acted on the understanding that that decision was in effect, and as a consequence has no representation in the delegation that we're being asked to seat today. I don't see how that is any less an affront to democracy than you know, the alternative. I like the solution of directing both halves of WBAI, which apparently split into competing boards, to have one meeting with both halves in attendance and send us a mixed delegation to the Pacifica National Board. And I hope things calm down. But at this point, I don't think the substitute's perfect, but I think it's the better of the two alternatives in front of us.
Michael.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to be on the stack.
And Jan Goodman, I would like to be on the stack.
Okay, we have Michael next, Margie, Grace, and then Jan. Michael, go ahead. Michael Novak.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, sorry, I was muted. I was also not present because I wasn't on the board when that decision was made, but I think the distinction in regards to what Janet Coben said between the situation at KPFA, which had a vote on December 5th, and the situation at WBAI is that on December 5th, the election at KPFA had been completed on December 4th. Results were not known, but there was a quorum, and the election was completed. At WBAI, the election had to be extended, as it was at several other stations, because there wasn't a quorum, and the election was still in process at the time that the vacancy occurred. And so the last election was the previous election, not the one that was still going on. So I think that people are being a little disingenuous about what the bylaws call for, and also about the question of what STV voting and reflecting the rights of minorities that people raised earlier would call for in this case. So I agree with the solution that's proposed by Ms. Cassanade's substitute to have the entire WBAI LSB meet and elect directors. Thank you.
Janet, to the staff.
We have Margie. We have Margie, okay. We have Grace, and Jan, and then we'll see if anybody wants to speak before we do a second go around. Who is that at a point of order?
Oh, no, that was me. I it's my turn to speak, and actually I don't need to speak because Brian and Michael said what I was going to say, but I am concerned that people understand that they only get to speak twice on any subject. You're limited to 90 seconds, and you only get to speak twice.
I'm sorry. We are at the time, the 20 minutes, and let that be We are a time limit here.
Okay, is there a motion to extend, or do you want to extend the time for this?
Motion to extend time, Jan Goodman.
How much?
15 minutes.
15 minutes? Okay, is there a second to that?
No, Adriana, I propose 10 minutes. We cannot be there
okay.
or stay that much.
It's proposed 10 minutes. Is there a second to the 10?
What happened to the 15?
I present
there's been an amendment. See, there's an amendment to the 15 to be made to 10. Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes?
Point of information, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes, Jose Luis.
Does this require a two-thirds vote?
Yes. Okay. Is there an objection to extending 10 minutes? No objection. We extended 10 minutes. The next person on the stack is Grace.
Okay.
Grace Aaron.
First of all, what Michael Novick said is untrue. There were two notices on the elections.pacifica.org website certifying the WBAI election two times, one on January 14th and one on January 21st. The meeting that did not seat Kathy Davis but seated somebody from a prior election came after the certification of the most recent WBAI election. Therefore, the seating of Vajra Kilgore was clearly against the spirit and the letter of bylaws. Next, R. Paul Martin is the chair of the Delegates Assembly in New York. It was improper for someone other than R. Paul Martin to notice a meeting of a Delegates Assembly. The PNB does not have jurisdiction over the Delegates Assembly. The LSBs are committees of the PNB, but the Delegates Assembly is not. The Delegates Assembly decides who from a signal area should be the directors from that signal area, and the PNB should not interfere with that process. Thank you.
Jan.
Yes. I make a motion that in the event we do not resolve this issue at this time, that the PNB directors from 2015 sit in on the rest of this meeting.
I think we're two. This is the second. We have two.
I'm making a substitute motion.
Well, we have one substitute motion already pending, and we have a main motion.
Point of order. Point of order.
Who is that? What's the point of order?
I'm sorry. I take it back. Never mind. We extended for 10 minutes.
Okay. I think I know we're two motions out. Where are we, Brian? What's the rule on that? We got a motion and a substitute motion.
I have to look up whether you can have two substitutes at the same time. But I think if I understand Jan's intention correctly, Adriana's substitute says the old members can participate in the meeting.
And that they should also vote.
So I think you just want to amend that part. Propose amending that part of her motion.
I'll amend that part of her motion to allow them to vote also. There's no such thing as a partial director.
Can we have it in writing, please?
Yes.
Can you submit that amendment in writing?
Was there a second to
that amendment? Did we get a second to that amendment?
Second. Grace Aaron, I second.
Okay. Is there any objections to that amendment?
Yes.
Okay. We have discussions on it. Adriana, you want to discuss that?
Well, very clearly, that means that doesn't matter. We are adopting something and looking to invent a loophole to make directors to vote. Directors, the vote are being seated. We cannot set a precedent. That is very clear. I don't have any problem. I don't want to meddle in WBAI business, but they cannot force the PNB to take actions that really put the foundation in troubles, legally in troubles. The only thing that makes sense is that the TBAI resolve their issues and come with one voice to the Pacifica Foundation. What the amendment means is that we are saying we are doing the opposite of what we say that is legal. No, I'm against.
Okay, we're going to go to
Bill.
Who's that?
Brian.
Yes. Bill and then Brian. Yes, Bill.
Well, I guess I'm opposed to the substitute. I think it's clear that the notice for the meeting that the PNB had last week was improper, as Janet Coburn had pointed out. And thank you, Janet, for that. And so any motion that came out of it was improper. So the delegates that met Tuesday duly elected their directors. And I think it's silly to try to change this thing after the decision's already been made and after the delegates have already voted. And also, we don't need a motion to allow the 2015 people to continue if this is defeated, because they'll do that anyway. It's clear that they continue in their seats until replaced. And so if this board for some reason decides that the not to seat the duly elected 2016 directors from WBAI, then the 2015 ones will automatically continue.
Janet, point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
I thought that the motion that, or what was on the floor right now, was an amendment to the substitute motion. The director before was speaking to the substitute motion. The amendment is to that, or because I had wanted to talk to the substitute motion.
Okay, Janet.
I was next on stack for that.
No, I think I heard Brian.
Okay.
Was next on the amendment, and then you can go after him. But that's correct. We're only speaking to amendments.
Point
okay,
of order,
Brian.
Jan Goodman. Point of order. I withdraw my motion to amend due to the fact that the PNB directors will continue to sit if new ones are not seated.
So the amendment has been pulled. If there's any objection to that,
point of I don't understand what PNB.
The 2015 directors will continue.
Could you please not speak until you recognize? Jan, she's withdrawing her amendment. I was asking if there's any objection to that.
And she gave a reason, and I don't understand the reason. Or
Jan Goodman, may I speak to that?
Okay. Point of order.
We're going to have to move on because you withdrew the amendment and there was no objection. So,
right. Okay.
So we can't spend time on it. We're really the clock is running.
Okay.
So we're back on the substitute, Adriana's substitute motion. Is there anyone who wanted to speak to that? Who
else? And Janet wanted to speak to that. You know, I was on the staff.
Could everybody stop speaking until you recognize, okay? Before we go on the second round, I want to hear from people who haven't spoken that want to speak on this matter. Who wants to speak on the substitute motion that haven't spoken before? Is there anyone? Okay, then we'll go on the second round. Okay, Janet Kay.
Okay, so one of the directors was saying that the KPFA election was over on December 4th. It was not over on December 4th. The ballot deadline was December 4th. The election is over when the ballots have been counted and the election has been certified. And that didn't happen until December 16th. So it's just because the ballot deadline was December 4th doesn't mean that on December 5th there's a whole new game. We didn't have the results. We didn't have a runners-up list then. And at the December 12th KPFA LSB meeting, technically the next runner-up, because we didn't have another runners-up list from the last election, should have been seated, but wasn't, and the LSB waited until January to seat the first runner-up from the 2015 election. And the point that another director here made about the delegate assembly is not under the purview of the PNB, that I think I think that's true. So this is a situation where you have a body, though. I mean, it's a divided body. And again, it should be
time.
Yeah.
Has been called.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, your point of information.
Can we ask the people not to discuss what happened before? We are talking about my substitute motion.
We're out of time. We have to Adriana, so everybody can know what they're voting. Could you re-summarize what the substitute motion is so we can go to the vote?
Can the secretary read it?
That's a long. Could you just read it? Could someone summarize what the substitute motion is so that everybody can understand what they're voting for? Secretary or Adriana, you whoever wants. Adriana, could you summarize your substitute motion so that everybody can understand what they're voting for?
The agenda, and we're now talking about the first thing on the
this
agenda.
This is Margie. I'll
could everybody mute if they're not speaking, please?
Okay, Margie, you want to do that? Okay.
Yeah. Basically, what her motion says is that, based on the previous vote of the PMB, that the meeting that took place was not legitimate, and that the LSB in New York needs to meet as a body and elect representatives to this body, and we understand that. Well, that's it. That's what her motion says.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call
Point of information, Jose Luis?
Yes, Jose Luis.
Do I understand this motion to mean that only Serene Roberts, who is the 2015 WBI director that is still on the LSB, is the only PMB member who will be able to participate but not vote?
If you are asking me, no.
Okay.
It's not my motion.
Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? Madam Secretary.
Sorry, I was on mute. Aaron.
I have no idea how we got to this motion. I thought there was an agreement.
It's a substitute motion for
original
Jan Goodman's motion to seat the... I think that's what it is. Seat the WBAI representative. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What was it?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That's exactly what it is. It's a substitute motion presented by...
Yes, to allow the members... I'm sorry.
We repeat it. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll? We repeated it several times.
Okay. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Pass.
Pass. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Norman. I'm sorry. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Wangaza. Can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes, you passed?
I'm abstain.
Abstain. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, so that's 12, 5, 1. It passes.
Okay, next item on the agenda are the minutes. You want to go over the minutes, Madam Secretary?
Well, these are the minutes were taken by Acting Secretary Kath Knave, so maybe it would be better if she did.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Bill, what's your point of order?
I believe the vote was just to make whether or not to make that substitute. That motion passed, but we need to vote on the substituted motion.
Oh, that's correct. That's right. We have to vote on the original motion as substitute. Is there any objection to the original motion as substitute?
The substitute motion.
The substitute motion as the original motion. Is there any objection to that?
Well,
as the main motion.
I think you need to let the WBI representatives vote on this, too.
I'm sorry, we have to go over that. But I assume that's an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the substitute motion being the main motion?
Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander.
Oh, I see.
No.
No. Grace, did you say no?
Yes, I said no.
Thank you. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanets.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert.
That's like.
Yes.
Yes. Quintus.
Epstein.
Abstain. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Hogren abstains. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Wangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
We'll now go. Well, I'm sorry, you're going to get the final vote.
12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, we'll now go to Adrian. You want to put a motion on the floor in reference to the minutes?
Yes, I move to approve the minutes, the draft minutes of January 21st, 2015. I think that I send it to the whole group. Everybody has it, right?
Yeah.
The secretary put it there on the agenda. Thank you.
Everyone should have received them. Is there any discussion on these draft minutes? Is there any objection to these draft minutes?
Bill, discussion?
Is there a second?
Aaron, this is Grace Aaron. Do you hear me?
Was there a second to the amendment, the motion to... There was a second, Margie.
And then,
who did we have for discussion on these minutes? I heard Bill and then Grace.
This is Grace Aaron. As far as I can ask, the meeting... that we're have minutes for was not properly noticed, and I object to the result, the decision made in that meeting. So I'd just like to go on record saying that it should be noted that the meeting itself was not properly noticed.
Janet.
Janet Kay, you had any discussion on the minutes? Yes, Janet Kay.
I just wanted to say that I was not in attendance at the meeting, so I will abstain on the vote.
Any further discussion on the minutes? Phil? Yes.
Yes, and I remember Janet objected to the meeting for the same reason, that it was not properly noticed, and maybe she would confirm that if she wants, but I know that was sent out by email. I also agree with what Grace was saying, but in addition, the PNB was acting contrary to the bylaws and trying to tell the delegates what to do and who to seat. That's determined by the members, the people that voted in the WBI delegate election, and the PNB can't interfere with that, but that's what they were trying to do. So the motion was in violation of the bylaws, and so there was therefore out of order. So we shouldn't be approving the minutes for a motion for a meeting that was first not noticed properly and thus was an illegal meeting and also contains a motion that was contrary to the bylaws.
Okay. Well, we're just approving the minutes. We don't want to get into the substance of the discussion if you have amendments to the minutes. But, Adriana, you want to speak to these concerns about the minutes?
Yes. What we are doing, the members that are voting against, we are not in the meeting. They cannot attest to anything. The discussion is not opening the discussion in the meeting. The minutes reflect what happened. If anybody, according to the Robert Rule of Order and according to our own procedures, the minutes reflect what happened in a meeting. What we are doing is accepting or not. If it's any wrong in those minutes, we can discuss it, but I don't think that it's proper to start doing propaganda about something that has nothing to do. This is draft minutes that need to approve or not, or correct. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. We'll now go to the vote on the approval of the minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown? Jim?
Brown votes yes.
Yes. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert?
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn abstains. Novick? Michael?
Abstain. I was not a member of the present.
Abstain. Wangaza?
Abstain.
Patel Adams?
I wasn't present, so I abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden. Nancy Sorden. Can't hear you. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 5 yes, 4 no, 7 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, votes yes.
Yes. 6, 4, 7.
Okay. Next item on the agenda.
Excuse me, point of information. I'm not sure what would be the proper point for this, but at some point, the names of Robert Young, Alex Steinberg, and Sean Rhodes should be listed in addition to mine.
I'm sorry, sir. You shouldn't really be on the call. We're going to have to move on.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Move on.
You're telling me that I'm a director who cannot be allowed on the call.
We just
and Robert Young
item.
Cannot be on the call, and Alex Steinberg and Sean Rhodes.
The PNB just debated that you all should have a meeting and resolve that among yourselves.
That was improper.
The PNB has absolutely no jurisdiction in that. No group of directors can decide. No directors can decide what other directors may or may not be seated.
We're going to move on to introduction of each the directors, and we start with Grace Aaron. We'll do with introduction, and we'll go ahead, take a minute to introduce yourself.
A minute or 90 seconds?
Okay.
90 seconds.
Before I introduce myself, I would like to make a point of information.
Use your 90 seconds. Timekeeper's timing.
Okay, this is a point of information. It has nothing to do with my introduction. It has to do with another matter of interest.
A point of information, I'm sorry, is a question. What is your question?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I would like to ask Javon Gammons and Afia Wangaza if they had signed an affiliate agreement in the year just prior to their...
I'm sorry, Ms. That's out of order. I'm sorry. Are you going to do your introduction? Or are you going to, you can pass. Are you going to do your introduction, Ms. Grace Aaron?
Okay. My name is Grace. I would still like to, it is totally proper to introduce a point of information.
We've heard your point of information. That's not a point of information. Are you going to introduce yourself or not? Okay, I'm afraid we're going to have to go on to the next. Jonathan Alexander, do you choose to introduce yourself?
I'm Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Been at KPFK for about 12 or 13 years. I served on the board for 3 years previously, and now I'm back. And I think that this is improper. First of all, we have, it's a perfect point of information to know if the two so-called affiliates delegates signed agreements. Furthermore, there are delegates from WBAI that have yet to be seated, and this matters. You yourself said that we need to be respectful of one another, and clearly WBAI is not being represented at this meeting. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Wesley Bethune.
I'm a listener rep. I've been on the local station board of KPFT for 6 years, termed out, was replaced by a seat that was vacated. And so I've been there on the local station board for about 4 months, completing Richard Uzel's. And I really look forward to working with you guys. I really wish we had a place where we could all get together, and hopefully we can get a full complement. As far as I'm concerned, I would just as well convene this meeting after they've already completed the WBAI's, agree who their reps are. So, but I'm here, I'll be here, and I'm looking forward to working with everyone.
Jim.
Carolyn Burton on the call, please.
Jim Brown.
I'd like to be recognized.
Jim Brown.
No, Carolyn Burton, please. I would like to be recognized. I believe I'm next in the alphabetical order.
Jim Brown, Carolyn, you're out of order.
No, I'm not out of order. I'm a director, and since you have not accepted the new directors, you will please recognize the current directors, and that would be Carolyn Burton, Coleman, and Steve Brown.
Yes, Adriana,
I'm not out of order. I am in order because I am a director, and I would like to be recognized.
Carolyn, could you please stop speaking? Could you please stop disrupting the meeting? Jim, we're doing introductions.
I would like a ruling of the chair on
we've already
whether or not
dealt
WBI
on that.
Has...
Carolyn, you're out of order.
No, you have not. You have not dealt with the question of
Jim Brown,
representation.
PFW in Washington, D.C. I've been on the LSB in Washington, D.C. for the past, for 6 years. I served 2 terms there. Then I was off for a year and a half, and I came back to the PFW board last year, and I'm serving now on the board. I've been on the PNB for 2 years. I did serve 1 term on the PNB in 2009, and I'm back here now again on the board. And I'm serving on several committees on the board now, hoping that we can, in fact, get together and that we can be in harmony and that we can get some things done this time.
Adriana.
I'm Adriana Casney. Director representative for KPFT Houston. I'm an activist and a community organizer against inequality, racism, xenophobia, racial, sexual, and religious bias, and a strong advocate for the environment. My objective is to help to keep the Pacifica Foundation sustainable with transparency, openness, and accountability. And I hope that all of us respect each other enough to abide by the rules, that we should. It's a sad spectacle that I hope that we will change in our future. Thank you.
Point of order, please, Mr. Chair.
Bill Crozier.
This is Bill Crozier, and I'd like to yield to Carolyn Burden, since the board has decided not to seek the duly elected representatives from WBI. Then certainly, as we discussed earlier, the ones from 2015 are continuing to replace. So I yield to Carolyn.
Well, she can't. She's not on the road, not on the PNB. No, Brian.
Mr. Chair, but you can't just arbitrarily decide. You can't just arbitrarily decide who's on and who isn't.
Bill, I would like to appeal the ruling of the chair, Mr. Chair.
We need to respect the opinion of the PNB. You know, we put it on the agenda and we decided that.
Mr. Chair, I still have time left, I believe, don't I?
You to introduce yourself. You want to debate an item that we've already debated.
I'm not debating.
Are you going to introduce yourself, Bill?
Mr. Chair?
The PNB decided not to seat the new people from WBI.
Okay, Bill,
so therefore, the old ones continue,
and
you should be allowing Carolyn Burden
to introduce the next person we have is Brian from KPFA. You want to introduce
Appeal the ruling of the chair.
It's KPFA.
I would like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
This meeting is illegal. Stupid. It should not be allowed to continue. So I am going to make noise until this meeting stops, because you people are a bunch of idiots.
If you want to try to disrupt the meeting, it's not going to be helpful.
I've been on the national board for a year, and I say I'm ashamed to have served with you. I despise you all. And now I think I shall make some noise. Blah, 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 blah. You even allow BAI former members to sit but not vote? You must be idiots. You are authoritarian imbeciles. I am just ashamed of all of you. And to let this meeting go on,
defense,
liberality, painful. You people stink. You have disgraced Pacifica in the public's eyes. Financially, you have disgraced. I'm ashamed of you all. I don't think you should be allowed to participate in a meeting that is so illegal and so shameful.
Okay.
I would like someone to appeal the ruling of the chair, please.
Being
noise. Since I cannot be recognized, but someone
else is allowed to appeal the ruling of
the chair.
We have some former members.
Mr. Chair,
could someone appeal the ruling of the chair here, since the chair is acting illegal? Perhaps the chair in order
serves representation on this board.
This is much nicer to listen to. I think you'd do very nice to hear this.
Hello? Is anybody hearing me?
Music is beautiful. You are not.
So, Mr. Chair, I would recommend a 5-minute recess while you discuss with technical staff what your options are for the parking lot.
Little Mozart is good for the soul.
Mr. Chair, you feel it there on the bed?
There is no chair.
I'd like to make a motion that the
Hello?
I have the president on the people for the F fives and racial justice.
Why didn't we have this back in 2000?
From Pacifica. That is how they believe in democracy.
You have no right
Perfect.
To talk about Pacifica.
Perfect.
You have, you have to.
Jose Luis Fuentes here from KPFA.
Brianna?
Oh, my God. KPFA. Wonderful. Now, back to the roll. I would like to be clear that WBI has
democracy only when you have the majority,
here.
Mr. Burden.
Carolyn Burden, Janet
Coleman,
and Steve Brown
right
would like to be on the call.
Yes,
and that's
Robert.
We are on the call.
We'd like to be recognized.
You
because,
are not supposed
and Serene
to be
Roberts,
on the
because
call.
We are. In the absence of other directors, we are directors, we are still directors, and we will always be directors as long as you have legitimate
Did anybody else hear that music?
Michael Novick of the Stack.
Could
Tony,
you catch
you
me up? Because I just heard music for the last 15 minutes or so.
That's all I heard.
It seems like the meeting is continuing. And,
well,
isn't that
preferable
and,
to...
And I thought we were doing...
Is it preferable? Did somebody say it was preferable?
To what is going on?
Did somebody say it was preferable?
No.
Preferable, yes. It was
preferable.
Michael
to the Stack. Is someone keeping Stack? Insane. That's the hell it is.
That's where we left off. The Stack should include four directors from last year's PNB.
So we can't get nothing done.
Carolyn Burden, Serene Roberts, Janet Coleman, and Steve Brown.
Tony on the call?
Mm-hmm.
Tony.
That's a really meaningful. Serene Roberts,
Janet Coleman, and Steve Brown. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
That's a really meaningful.
Participation without power is ridiculous.
Do we have a leader? Do we have a chair?
Without power is ridiculous.
Well, the chair needs to be removed. The chair has actually contraventions to the bylaws. He denies the bylaws, which clearly state that directors remain seated until they are replaced. Since the board has decided not to replace the former directors from BAI with the new directors, then the former directors remain. That's myself, Carolyn Burden, and Janet Coleman, Steve Brown, and Serena Roberts. Where are they? We need to be.
Well, Steve Brown is here reluctantly.
Well, let me ask if, you know, it seems like there's no point in continuing if we can't get anything done, and there's so much confusion about who's supposed to be on the board and who's not. So maybe we should just adjourn until this is straightened out.
Well, somebody from New York should be on the board. It should be one way or another. There's no way that New York should be on the board. There's no confusion. There is dishonesty about who's supposed to be on the board.
Was there any objections to adjourning?
None here.
We have a chair, and we have here people that are interrupted.
I don't hear any objections to adjourning. Does anybody have any objections to adjourning?
No.
Well, yeah,
a move to adjourn has to be voted on immediately.
Immediately.
You are not a member.
And we need a roll call.
Yeah, we will be. You don't deserve to be a member, Adriana. Adriana, you don't deserve to be a member.
That's why we need to adjourn. You know, that's why we need to adjourn. You know, this is outrageous.
Shame, shame, Adriana. Shame, shame, Tony Norman. Shame, shame, Lydia. Shame, shame, Brian. Shame, shame.
Shame, shame, you. Shame, shame, anybody that can't understand that we're in the same together, if we don't get it together, we're going to lose it.
Anybody can't understand the rightful seating of a member and the rightful seating of four rightfully elected PNB directors is missing the point of this organization. You can't say anything to yourself as a way of
reference.
You have to follow some of the bylaws every once in a while.
I vote for Mozart. More Mozart.
What was that, Jamal?
On this board, this seems like a ploy, a plot,
when you decided that somebody's defeated and came out of the blue sky from 2012.
If this meeting continues, then, you know, that's a
phone off mute?
I think this meeting should continue, and also we should draw all conclusions tonight because I'm not going to be going through this.
Where is Mozart when we need him?
For real, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
This is quite a bit of information. Am I off mute? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you.
I move to adjourn. Dan Goodman in Los Angeles. I move to adjourn.
Second.
I'd like
second.
A roll call vote on that, please.
No.
I'd like a roll call vote on that.
We moved. There's been a motion to adjourn.
Is the secretary here?
Call the motion to adjourn. Must be voted on immediately.
Okay, Jan moved to adjourn. Who moved to second? Seconded.
No,
second.
Margie.
Could we have a roll call vote on that, please?
Okay, Margie, second.
No.
I want to
vote. No.
Somebody want to call the roll? I can do it if somebody else wants.
I'll vote.
Secretary's on the call.
Wow.
Would you like to take a roll call vote on adjournment, please?
No roll call vote.
We need the directors from WBI to be recognized.
A motion to adjourn must be voted on immediately.
You got nobody.
Chair.
Body, go to your castle. You got nobody.
We have got to resolve this and work better together. Otherwise...
I heard Tony trying to put the motion to a vote, but he's being drowned out. Everybody.